Hey, the Shark Dropper podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Go to www.audibletrial.com/shark to get your free audiobook download with over 150,000 titles to choose from for your Android, iPod, Kindle, or MP3 player. It's too late. You gotta go.
John, stop playing with a lighter.
No!
There you go.
Perfect. Everybody, welcome to the Shark Dropper podcast. My name is Kyle.
I'm Robert.
I'm John.
And special guest joining us from the land of the internet. He's a fan of us on our website, reached out to us, wanted to come onto the podcast, so we have him on Skype. Lucas, and how do you say your last name? Because I didn't bother to look.
Stager.
I apologize. That's very unprofessional of me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We go by a first name basis.
Yeah,
we
it's a first name
whole,
basis.
Yeah. Whole names, yeah.
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 It overcomplicates things, in my opinion.
That's why you also have us introduce ourselves usually too.
Oh yeah.
Awesome.
I feel like introducing you guys, does a disservice to you as podcasters.
It also gives everybody their chance to say their name so people know their voices.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not like joining us are our salubrious guests.
Like John does.
What?
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not even a real word, though.
Anyways,
so is it Lucas or Luke, or how do you want us? How should we address you?
Luke.
So Luke, how'd you find us? Because we wanted to know.
I think I got an invite to my Twitter.
Oh snap!
From you guys.
Oh okay. That would have been me. Hey.
Hey, there you go.
How's it going?
Yeah. And I started looking at your site and everything, and I thought it was pretty cool what you were doing. You know, with audio production, and started listening to the podcast, and I just thought it was a great little thing that you were starting up here.
Cool.
Now, is Shark Dropper the only podcast you've heard so far that we do?
I mean, I listen to quite a few out there, but just seeing you guys through the Twitter, and then just going on there, and I downloaded a bunch of podcasts, and thought it was just kind of my stuff. Video games, movies, that kind of stuff.
Nice.
So you want to get into podcasting, right?
Yeah, I started in 2013, just a few years ago, and now, 2 years ago. I did about like 8 or 9 podcasts with my brother and my cousin, and we started up. And I never posted anything yet because I felt it was still kind of... we were just getting a feel for everything.
Yeah, right.
And I was still kind of like upgrading my equipment slowly and trying to get these guys to go in on a regular basis. And I found it was hard to kind of wrangle a bunch of people at the same time.
I don't think we've ever had that problem.
No. Yeah. That sucks, man, because everybody's always like willing to
right
come.
Right on there.
Right on time.
Yeah. Every time.
The day you tell them to come.
Mm-hmm. That's why when we decided to record this at 8 tonight, we started at a hefty 8:40.
8:55 now.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest things is trying to get all the people we need, especially because we do Doppel Avenue Hurt, and that's our fictional podcast we're doing right now. And just to get people to record voices, sometimes it's like pulling teeth. It's so hard to just get people to the studio. And once they do get here and we start recording, it's all fine, but it's just getting them there is so hard.
Yeah, the thing is, everybody's availability, they're only available
different
after a certain point.
Right.
Because everybody has jobs.
Yep.
Right.
No one's a full-time podcaster.
Yet.
You gotta pay the bills, right?
Yeah.
Wait. Yet. What does yet mean? Y-E-T.
Y-E-T?
Y-E-T.
What do you mean, what does it mean?
What does it mean? It
means soon to happen.
Okay. Oh, well, that didn't go as planned. That fucking... someone asked me that and it stumped me. I was like, they're like, what does yet mean? I'm like, fuck, what does yet mean?
I thought you were trying to do a joke, a nyet. Kind of Russian.
Russian?
Yeah,
I was going to do some shtick.
I was like, where's Kyle going with this joke?
You're supposed to look at the hands, man. That's where the joke is.
So Lucas, tell me about the episodes you actually recorded. What were they about?
Yeah, we had a radio show we called Redneck Radio 11. That's nice. It's got some connotation already to it, you know. It was really, it was a lot of talk about, we talked about video games and movies. We also talked about engine repair and lawn maintenance and some other things.
That's a popular topic here on Shark Job.
All right, so I got a 2006 Chevy Silverado, and the oil light keeps coming. I'm thinking it's got to be the sender.
Wait, can we bring it back to lawn maintenance here?
John's got a question about fertilization.
Yes. What type of soil is best?
Well, that leads me into something I wanted to bring up here, because I heard you guys talk several times about sleep paralysis.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, that's our favorite topic.
About a story about this. Can I give you guys something along these lines?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Please.
Yeah. And, okay, so I want to start with, and it starts with lawn maintenance, because...
Yes.
What a segue. What a home run of a segue.
Going back 10 years, even more actually than that, I started out working at a golf course part-time in the summer and taking care of the golf course, doing maintenance work. And to do that, it was kind of like farmer's hours. You had to get up early in the morning before the golfers get out there to mow the lawn, to clean up the trash and do the maintenance and the care of the golf course. Now, doing this and, you know, going back a few years when I used to go out all the time and party a lot, it didn't leave a lot of time for sleep. So you would go out on the weekends, and then straight from wherever you were at whatever bar, you had to drive back to the golf course and be ready when everybody started to work.
That means you were just as drunk as the golfers.
Yeah.
The green.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. So over time, like, this started to really wear on me, like in terms of like sleep deprivation, not paralysis, but is deprivation really
right?
I was running on E basically for weeks and weeks. And after a point, I had one night that I remember I was hallucinating. And I guess you can do this when you have sleep deprivation. Mm-hmm. I guess that's one of the things of sleep deprivation is hallucinations. Unless somebody slipped me something in a drink that night. I don't know.
That could have been it, too.
I was driving on the road, and I saw this. There was definitely a car in front of me, and the car hit a bump. It was I'll never forget. It was a blue Jeep wagon, and it hit a bump. And what I imagined in my mind was a bag of golf clubs falling out of the back.
Oh, my God.
I slammed on the brakes.
Wow.
And it didn't happen, though. I blinked, and it was gone. There was no golf club, no golf bag, nothing. And so I kept driving. And then all of a sudden, I saw, I'm not kidding here, a giant, it looked like this giant iguana, like kind of chasing me.
Like behind you in your rear view?
Yeah, no, it was like in front of me. And it was going at the same rate I was for a minute. All hallucinations. Christ. And I swear, no drugs involved.
Where was this at?
This was it was next to my hometown of South Salem. It was in another town in northern Westchester, New York.
Yeah, New York, see? That was the Jersey Devil, man. That was no iguana.
No Jersey Devil. That's the other state there.
I swear to you, that's the same, like, I'm like, I love reading these, like, urban legend.
Right.
And one of the stories of the Jersey Devil is that, like, some guy reported seeing him flying next to his car. No shit. Like, and I'm thinking, like, he's saying that's lizard, iguana,
right.
Jersey Devil, man.
It's the Jersey Devil.
You just had a close encounter with...
What'd you do after that? I mean, did you, like, end up getting sleep, like, right after? Or did you keep seeing things?
Yeah. No, I saw one more thing. And before my trip home, my trip that night was about a 50-minute drive. And I was more than halfway home. And I mean, this is how clearly I remember this night. And the final image of the night, if you will, was a giant tree that was, Army of Darkness? I think there was a giant tree in that, right? Tree monster or something?
Something like that.
Poltergeist.
Yeah.
Was it Poltergeist?
Poltergeist had the giant tree monster. Yeah.
Well, Evil Dead 1 also had the tree monster,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Evil Dead 1 had the
top five tree monster movies.
Evil Dead 1, right. I was thinking Army of Darkness, though.
Army of Darkness.
Evil Dead 3?
I thought there might be one. I can't remember. I just remember a book.
I think that's that's probably a good poll. Like saying, I would assume there would be a tree monster in Army of Darkness.
If you had to guess of one type of monster in Army of Darkness, I would go tree monster.
No, I'd go skeleton monster.
Yeah, top five tree monsters.
Yeah.
Poltergeist number one for sure.
Yeah, Poltergeist number one.
I saw something. It looked like a giant tree that walked out into the road. Oh, it was only for a second or two. I blinked and it was fine. It was almost when you're like about ready to fall asleep and you blink and then all of a sudden you're fine. It was, I mean, maybe it was just like a dream state overlaying what I was seeing, like augmented reality or something.
Yeah.
Then it was fine. And then I had another 5 minutes to drive. I drove home and then I probably crashed for like, I don't know, 12 or 15 hours. Who knows?
Damn.
Jesus Christ.
That's different from sleep paralysis, though. I mean, you were, like, hallucinating that stuff. I mean, I guess in sleep paralysis, you see things, too, and you are technically awake, but you're kind of stuck in a position of sleep where you're still on your back and stuff.
That kind of reminds me of, like, when you're about to sleep, and then, like, you have that... You ever have that... You're about to sleep, and then you have that sudden feeling that you're going to fall.
Like, oh, man, and you jump up.
Like, oh, God, Jesus Christ. Like, what just happened?
Yeah.
But I've never actually, like, experienced hallucinations.
I don't.
Yeah, that is the only one time. It was the one night I think that has ever happened to me. After that, never again.
You know, I
don't know.
All the time I used to get this on the way home from work. I have a long drive. Well, not a long drive. It's about a 20-minute drive. But part of the drive is on this highway in Florida called US 19.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like a long stretch of highway that it kind of ebbs up and down. And every time I got onto that, I would just start to fall asleep. Like,
really?
Yeah, to the point where I have to yell. And this is 4 o'clock in the afternoon and I'm getting off of work and it's not night. It's not like I'm overly tired. I don't know what I never knew what it was, but something about that road and the way it ebbed and flowed just hypnotized me and I just started falling asleep.
Well, no, I totally agree because when I used to live in Tallahassee and going to school there, whenever I would drive home to St. Pete, I'd always go at night because there's less traffic at night.
Yeah.
But something about that road is just so...
I don't.
Boring.
I think it's, but I think it's just roads in general. Because I drove last night an hour and a half from Orlando back here to St. Pete, and I remember halfway through because we left late from Universal Studios, and it had to be 11:30 midnight, and I was already exhausted because we didn't get much sleep the night before. And as I'm driving halfway through, I just felt to me, it felt like my car was just almost floating, floating up into the sky. Like, it was just floating above the road. And I was all right, this doesn't feel right.
This is weird.
Like, it just felt weird. And then there was a truck that got in front of me. And as the truck was in front of me, for
was
some reason.
Was the truck also flying?
Yeah, it flew. And we flew next to each other.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it got in front of me. And I just saw the back of the truck. And it looked like because it was so close, it looked like I was going to go through a tunnel. Like, the back of the truck looked like a tunnel. So the whole time I'm just, dreaming, I'm just kind of, not paying attention, and I'm just staring at the back of the truck, and I just keep imagining it's a tunnel that I'm, going through. It was, really weird. And then finally I was, all right, I'm going to switch lanes or do something because this is getting hypnotizing.
Violently switch lanes.
And I caused a huge accident on 275.
We all wake up this morning to a text, Robert was in a bad accident.
Totally worth it. Yeah.
It's I called dibs on the TV.
We get that text after this podcast, so it's who are we podcasting with?
Yeah. I was a ghost the whole time.
Yeah, see? You guys know how to build dramatic effect over here.
Yeah.
Come on.
We were podcasting with the Jersey Devil.
That's why I like Luke's story, because I think it's interesting that you saw hallucinations, which kind of explains what people would see when they see monsters or ghosts by the side of the road, other than just being liars. They're hallucinating. They're sleep deprived.
I like that it's a giant iguana. It reminds me of Journey to the Center of the Earth, where they actually, to create dinosaurs for that old movie, they just put iguanas in there and put fins on their backs.
Oh, yeah.
It just made them big.
No.
That's just what I imagined him seeing, a giant iguana.
Was that the one with Brendan Fraser?
No. I'm talking about the old one.
Oh.
The 50s version.
I love that movies where they put animals into these roles of being giant killers, but they're just being animals, kind of clueless and sniffing around.
Well, you ever see, there's a movie called Night of the Lepus. It's about killer bunnies. And they actually have bunnies and stuff, but they never show the whole bunny. And when they do, it's a far away shot of a bunch of white rabbits and stuff.
Was there a movie that came out recently called Zombiever?
Yeah, Zombiever.
Where the beavers were zombies, and when you got bit, you Was it you turn into a zombie or a beaver?
I think you turn into a beaver zombie. I don't know. Like so a dead beaver. Like,
okay, so you get bit by a
no,
zombie?
No, you turn into, like, beavers get killed or something like that. They die, and then they turn into zombie beavers. Okay. And then the zombie beaver bites you, and it turns you into, like, a giant zombie beaver.
Wait, but why does it turn you into a zombie beaver? Why doesn't it just turn you into a zombie?
It should just turn you into a beaver.
What? Okay, that doesn't...
That way, then you, if you die, then you turn into a zombie beaver.
Okay, so the zombie beavers were originally just regular beavers.
They're not regular. They're dead regular
beavers.
Well,
I know, but originally they were regular beavers.
Right.
Okay, then they died. They came back to life. So they're now zombie beavers.
Right.
No, zombievers. Excuse me.
They're zombievers. Get it right.
So when you get bit by a zombiever, you don't just become a zombie. You also turn into a beaver.
Right. It's just two things happened to you.
Well, I don't know. I'm looking at, here's the screen cap right here, and there's a beautiful young lady who looks to be possessed by a zombie.
Okay, but if you got bit by a zombie beaver and you just turned into a beaver, you wouldn't go around attacking people.
I don't know what I would do if I was a beaver.
That'd be pretty. If I was a beaver, like, just like wait, do I have all my human sense, like all the brain?
Would I have like this urge to just build a dam?
You look like yourself, but with a paddle, and then all your instincts are now beaverish.
Okay.
So, do I still have my same like? Do I retain all my memories and emotions and stuff like that?
Yeah, but you can't act on them because it's only beaver instinct.
You're just doing beaver things.
Yeah, it's like yeah. You're like, oh, I remember, like, I love my girlfriend, but right now I got to build this dam. So
is it like a burden, or is it just like, does it give me satisfaction to build the dam?
No, it gives you satisfaction because it's like, it's what you have to do. You're a beaver.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm into that. I'll be
just Lucas. Just, what would you do?
It's not just one dam. You gotta build dams everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell I would do as a beaver. Just build dams.
You have to build. You have to build the dams.
Well, you have to build at least one dam as a beaver. Because you're not a beaver.
You'll be the laughing stock of the zombie.
If you're a beaver and you're not building a dam, you're basically an otter. Okay. Might as well not even classify yourself.
I wouldn't mind being
your
an otter.
Stomach and
listen, those otters have it easy. Every time I see them, they're just floating in the water.
That's true.
Yeah, otters are like the slackers of the animal kingdom.
Oh, man.
Are they?
I think so.
They do a lot of work, though. They use tools.
Yeah, for what? For eating.
To crack open clams and shit.
Yeah, but if I use a nutcracker to open a nut, does that make me productive? Or does that mean...
Yeah, it makes you a little bit smarter than a person who can't do that.
I guess.
You're like 10% more efficient eating nuts than the guy who's not using the nutcracker.
No, because the guy that's not using the nutcracker bought him without the shell. He's a smart one.
Now, where do you get these nutcrackers? At the bottom of the ocean? Like, kind of how otters...
Am I still a beaver in this scenario, or what?
Sure.
I build them because I'm a beaver. I'm industrious. I make them from wood.
Yeah, that works. So I just want to ask, though, like, are you your big movie buff, Luke? Or are you just, like, you said you talk about movies and music a lot.
Yeah, I haven't watched a lot of movies lately. I haven't really, I've been working a lot lately, the last couple of, last few months, actually. Used to be in movies a lot. At one point, I wanted to get into TV production, and I went to college for that for a while. And at that point, I was really into movies and how they were made, and then kind of fell out of it for a while. So I got a little background in there.
All right.
We have some friends who are in TV production.
TV and movie
Ryan
production.
Ryan and right. Ashley and your friends.
My buddy's in Atlanta because that's where the majority of TVs and movies are shooting these days. He's a production assistant, so he's a gopher.
Oh, soon I'm gonna have there's a guy in Bradenton. His name is Thomas, and he's making this. He raised $10,000 on Kickstarter to make a movie.
That's his first one.
I think it's his first movie. Yeah, so we're gonna have him on the podcast soon.
Nice. Yeah,
they say like everything is going to smaller productions with the equipment is more accessible nowadays. You can rent like a Red Epic camera and just, you know, and shoot, or an Alexa, you know, for a weekend and get the quality of what you can shoot now is almost as good as, you know, what Hollywood could do.
Yep.
It's just a question of like, can you produce something that's interesting that people want to see?
That's the thing, is you got to do something unique in this, and with the budget that you're allotted, in the sense that like you can make any kind of character kind of study or any kind of low budget movie if you can just raise that much money, like whatever it is, $10,000, $15,000, and make a movie. As long as you have something that's worthwhile, like that thing can explode.
Imagine if Michael Bay had to
do that.
Had like a $10,000 budget. Is that like one explosion? He just, boom.
It's not even a big one either. It's like a picture of a bathroom explosion. Yeah.
You know, Michael Bay actually didn't he start with Meatloaf videos, music videos?
No like, way.
Meatloaf?
Did he? No,
he did commercials.
Yes, if you look, check it out. He's did Googling a Meatloaf it. Video. I don't think the budget was that huge. I mean, it had like explosions and flames and stuff, of course, but
makes sense. But it's one of those things like you can't go back.
He was a stage like manager for Van Halen or something.
Yeah, yeah. But that's the thing is like he can't go back. He's already made too many blowing up things that like if he went back to low budget, I can't imagine. Even Pain and Gain had some crazy exploding and gunfire and all that kind of stuff. And that was like a lower budget.
Yeah, Michael Bay, he actually got started early. He was in the industry. I remember reading that he actually worked on Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Did he?
He helped storyboard the movie.
Apparently. He put up the storyboards
or something. So I don't know. He was near the vicinity of the set.
Was Michael Bay the one? Somebody like snuck into a major movie lot and there was an empty like warehouse room, and they just set this. Up an office in that room.
No, that was Spielberg, wasn't it?
Was it Spielberg?
No. Hold on, let me think about this. I've heard that.
Was Bay, I think that was Spielberg.
I think it was.
I think it was Bay, but I could be wrong.
Wait, hold on, I'm looking.
All right, well,
do you know the story though?
It's like he set up.
How's the story go?
Some guy just set up. I don't know if he knew the guy at the front gate. He like worked there or interned in some other area on the movie lot, and then he found this like empty corner office or something in a warehouse, and he just started going there every day, and he set up his own shop there.
Yeah,
and he worked there for a long time without legally being allowed there.
No, I think that was Spielberg. Yeah.
Was it Spielberg?
When he was like a teen, right?
I thought it was somebody, I thought it was somebody like really big, but I didn't know if it was somebody that like, I don't know.
But then again, I was never really sure if that was an urban legend or not.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe it is.
How'd you Google it?
I remember reading it though. I don't know, Google.
Sets up office and empty.
Robert, maybe you'll get the Jersey Devil if you
your
Google it.
Search history is all sorts of fucked up, Robert.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I love it. Jesus. Sometimes when I'm on the Shark Trapper Gmail account, I'm like, I look at the YouTube history. I'm like, holy shit! Like,
oh yeah,
the stuff we look at.
Man, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, there's some pretty weird stuff. But
spelled Michael wrong. That's me.
Yeah. Almost
Michael Bay.
Let's see.
Spielberg.
Try Spielberg. I don't know if this is going to even work.
So, yeah. Lucas, am I correct in assuming that you're in the northeast part of the U.S.?
Yep. Yeah, in New York. So,
how was the you guys got hit pretty hard during the winter, right?
Oh, God. It's been miserable. And I used to love the snow growing up. I mean, I lived here my whole life. And this last winter was, like, really hard. A lot of snow. And it's just bad. It makes me want to move down south where you guys are.
Yeah, we think snow is like we're not really sure if snow is real or not. We think everybody else is making up to fuck with us.
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah.
I think it's
yeah.
just computer effects on the TV
yeah,
screen
it's,
when
that's
I see
not
it.
Real. Yeah. Like,
I'll tell you, I milk. Can't imagine living anywhere that has. I can't fathom a summer that is longer than like 3 months because that's what we know here, basically.
Our summer runs about 11 months.
Yeah, I can't imagine that.
Yeah, we're in yeah, early summer
three
right
months,
now.
It's over. You got to cram everything that you care about, you know, outside, all the outside events, in
all the
three
sports
months.
And stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
All the things you guys want to do outside. You're like, got to go to the beach, got to go play football.
That's it. Yeah. And then you're done. Then everything shuts down.
That's
well,
what
doesn't shut down, but
yeah.
You know.
Now, I've been to New York once. I've been to Connecticut a few times because my mom's from Connecticut. I'm not a fan of the snow. Like, I like visiting.
I was about to say, you're not a fan of Connecticut.
Listen.
Yeah. Too. Fuck Connecticut. Yeah.
No, I love
you're
going to
take a hardline stance here on Connecticut. Yeah.
All right. Let's really
I'm
rip
drawing
into
the line, and it's at the Connecticut state border.
No, I'm just not a big fan of snow. I love visiting snow, but I can't imagine like living in it. In the sense of like all people that I know, my mom moved down to Florida because she just couldn't handle the snow anymore. All the work that goes into like every morning defrosting and scraping off your windshield. I don't know like all that stuff. Yeah. I mean, salting your driveways, all
it's
whatever
all
you
very
salt.
Real.
Yeah, I just
just get in my car and go.
Yeah, yeah. I get in my car. Sometimes it's a little hot, so I roll down the windows.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
sometimes I'm sweating.
Yeah, yeah.
Although last winter too, we had like we had like a string of a few weeks like that were in like, I don't know, tens and twenties in terms of degrees. And it was like my body was adjusting to that, which was scary, because then all of a sudden I stepped outside one day and it was above 30. I was like, oh my God, it feels warm.
Like it's 30, hot
like
out.
Just around freezing.
Holy
it feels
crap.
Warm.
I'm pretty sure
like
I would die.
You just
after yeah. like a day in that kind of weather.
But I feel like, yeah, it's just what you're used to, though. I mean,
yeah. Honestly, though, the humidity here, which is like the big trade-off of living in Florida, that's something I'll never get used to.
Oh my God!
I know it gets hot and just like a wet hot. So like you're sweating like right when you walk outside.
Lucas, what would you say the average humidity is?
It can't be much.
Like in your part, your area.
I don't know. I don't know, but the winter months are definitely really dry, and even in the summer, I mean, for maybe 2 out of the 3 months, the humidity spikes. Maybe even 1 out of the 3. Yeah. It's got like it's humid, probably like in August or like mid July to mid August, and then that's it. Then the humidity drops again. So it's we don't get it a lot. Like, and yeah, I'm not crazy about that part either. But I think I'll trade that happily for the snow. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, that's the one downfall of living down in Florida and stuff. I mean, during the winter,
it sucks. Like, step out your front door, walk to your car, and like halfway in between, you're already like sweating and like, all feeling all sticky and everything. I'm just like, oh, come on.
Or you're sitting in a little room with a bunch of podcasting equipment with no air conditioning.
Really hot.
That's also
really hot
sucky.
Computer going full speed.
Yep.
Yeah, we're in just a really small studio, and it just kind of. It heats up pretty fast.
Really quick.
It's actually not that bad, though, right now.
Yeah, right now it's not that bad.
Which is kind of odd, because usually
it's because we're all naked.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
Do people stay indoors more, like, right in the midsummer, like,
no.
Season
here,
or no?
No, here it's like, because I don't know how it is for, like, more inland south.
Yeah, we're
like,
right on the beach.
We're around the beach. So it's like everybody goes to the beach.
Yeah, St. Petersburg's right on the Gulf, so, like, people, like, even recently, I've been seeing like all these videos of people just like spring break.
Yeah,
because break's happening. Like,
right
now. Yeah, our beaches are just packed with
They're
people.
So packed,
and so like everyone goes to like the beaches when
they
it
take
gets
the
really
drones
hot.
Up, and you just see like the sea of people on the beach. Yeah,
they had that
they
video.
Just bomb them.
Oh, well, you gotta get them out.
Yeah. Oh my God,
spring break was never like this.
Spring break.
Fuck you, Connecticut carpetbaggers.
Solid reference. Let's bring some 1800s nice. Lingo
yeah.
podcast.
I'm
tired of you and your jingoistic ways.
Yeah. I just did you see that video though of the cop who took down two spring breakers?
Oh yeah, holy shit! Let's play it on the podcast.
You saw that too.
Yeah.
That was on St. Pete Beach.
I want to watch it.
Yeah, he was just going there. He like owned that. That guy was big. That guy was a big cop.
He held some other guy back. He had some guy down, and then he had like. He like shoved another guy that came up to him.
Yeah, and then he took that guy too. He had both of them down on the ground, pinned down.
Luke, that is our beach. Like we know, all of us here are pinned to that beach. We all know. Like I recognize all the buildings in that background. It's so great.
Yeah, that's like we're no more than 15 minutes or 20 minutes away from there.
It's gonna play real quick. So if you guys hear something,
but you guys must look at those guys and be like, amateur day or something. You know, it's your town. It's your area, right?
I actually hate the beach, so they can have it.
Yeah,
unless you're in college.
The same way.
Yeah, well, I love the beach, but unless you're in college, then it's generally known like to stay away from the beach in March. And you know, like when we were younger, if you're that age and like you're into that whole scene, then like that's by all means go. But like right now, like it's like avoid.
It's just, parking's like hard as shit.
Oh,
like
God,
down there,
it's a
like just everything. Yeah, it's just hard to park down there. The beaches are crowded. I mean,
honestly, the only time I've ever gone to the beach around here is during the winter months, like November and December. There's not a lot of people there. It's just like, it's really nice.
Well, I go during the summer, but I'll go like later summer. And even then, like, I only go every once in a while. I'm not a big beach goer either.
Yeah, really?
I mean,
Michelle and I are big beach people.
I like I like going to the beach if a lot of people are going, and then we play like sports down there. But I don't like just going and laying out in the sun. I'm just not. I'm not a lay out in the sun kind of person.
See, I like to lay out in the sun, do a little drinking, and like you go. There's bars, there's beach bars there.
Yeah, like that kind of stuff is okay.
See, I don't get that concept of laying out in the sun.
You will, Robert. You got a girlfriend. We're gonna be going to the beach.
You can lay out.
I know my last girl. She always wanted to go to the beach. It was just so annoying. She's like, I just want to go there. I'm like, all right, let's play volleyball or something. No, I think I'm just gonna lay out. I'm like, oh, Jesus, come on.
You could do that inside in AC.
Seriously, just
if you're gonna have the TV on.
She's like, well, I wanted the sun. I'm like, go in the backyard.
That'll be fun because Michelle, she's a big volleyball player, so like we should all be playing some volleyballs here.
I'm a huge volleyball person.
What were you gonna say, John?
Yeah, sorry.
I already said it.
There you go.
Lay out in the AC.
And the AC. Oh yeah. Open a few windows. Just get your tile floor going. And
wait. Okay. Do you live near Manhattan or?
Yeah, I'm about an hour north of Manhattan.
Okay.
What's your exact address?
With zip code.
With the zip code.
Also throw in your social security number.
Bleep some of this out.
Sure.
Oh, sure. Yeah. You're fine. Don't worry about it.
Definitely. How often do you go into like the city and stuff?
You know what? For me, not much. I mean, I grew up in more of a woodsy area, so I'm used to like a more open environment with fewer people. But I'll go into the city if there's something going on, if there's a concert or a restaurant or something like that. Mm. And aside from that, then I'm out. I mean, some of my friends, they like to, you know, they like living in the city. They enjoy it. They enjoy like the, you know, the hustle and bustle of, you know, there's always something going on every minute. I mean, for me, no, I'm just, I like just visiting the city. And I haven't done a lot of, I've lived here my whole life. I haven't done some of the touristy things like in the city that you're supposed to do.
Yeah. A lot of people don't do that.
Yeah. Even people who live in the city don't do like the touristy things that they're just brought up there.
And
I'll do it later.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I've only been in New York once, but it fascinates me how people can live in that.
And that.
I just
yeah,
can't.
Yeah, no,
there's
no
just
way.
So many people. I mean, it's cool. Like, if I ever did it, I would do it for maybe like a year, like live up there for like a year or something. But I don't know if I could stay up there. I need to see sky every once in a while.
The thing is like
trees.
If you're rich, it's probably pretty sweet.
I mean, there's always something going on, which is
that's
awesome.
That's true for a lot of places, though.
Yeah. If you're rich, probably anything you're doing.
Generally, it's going to be good.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like you got to, like, when you get on the train to go to the city, there's so many people dressed in black. It's like a funeral or something like that. I don't know if it's just formal, like, business attire. It's a lot of black. And dressing in black, and people are, you got to put a game face on. That's what I call it.
Yeah,
you can't look at anybody. You can't talk to anybody else. Don't smile. And for God's sakes, don't pull out a map and look at it.
Oh, my God.
I learned that such the hard way. Back in the biggest city I've been to in America was Atlanta. And the first time I went to Atlanta, I was wearing, it was right after the Bucks beat the Raiders in the Super Bowl. So I'm wearing my Bucks jersey, the Bucks hat. We got cameras and shit. And we get onto the MARTA system like it's the monorail at Disney World, but it's like, yeah, here we go. We're going to go see the city. And it's like, oh, fuck. Whoa, not what I was expecting. So like the second time I ever went to a big city, you kind of know like, okay, you're here to like,
that's kind of why I don't really like, I mean, St. Petersburg's slowly becoming a big city, but I don't really like the big cities. I like just a nice medium, happy medium
city.
Yeah,
I like to smile at people and say, hey.
Well, that's – okay, so JJ, our friend JJ, who's done like recording with us, he's from New York, moved down here, and then he goes up to New York every once in a while to visit.
For some reason, he's a Packers fan?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Okay, but anyways, he goes up to New York, and I remember him – he said like one of his stories was that like he was with his friend and – who lived in New York, still lived in New York, and he was visiting him. And I guess, like, some lady was carrying a bunch of, like, paper, or she was carrying a bunch of stuff, and she, like, tripped, or somebody bumped into her, and all her shit just fell on the ground. And JJ, like, bent down and started picking it up for her, and then, like, his friend was like, what are you doing? He's like, what are you talking about? I'm just helping her. He's like, no, we don't do that.
No, we don't help.
Like, that's so messed up.
Yeah.
Dude, nobody does that.
Yeah.
Jesus. Just keep walking.
Step on some of those papers.
Jesus.
Do you remember that movie Joe's Apartment? That shitty, it was with, what's his name?
Yeah, you're talking about Jerry O'Connell.
Jerry O'Connell. Like, early in the movie, he has like a...
The dancing cockroaches.
Like, early in the movie, he lives in New York, and early in the movie, he meets like an artist friend of his, and the guy's like laying in a pool of blood, and like people are walking by, and he's like, hey, I just want to see if anybody would help me. And he's like, how long have you been here? He's like, 3 days.
Yeah, exactly. That's what, I mean, I like the atmosphere of New York. I like the hustle and bustle of it, and like... I went to the Broadway, like a Broadway show, and like seeing just like looking out the window after the Broadway show and just seeing like a sea of people in the streets and stuff. I was like, this is pretty crazy, but it's cool. I don't know if I could live in it, but it's cool to visit. And, but yeah, I like the atmosphere more of like a medium town where hold open a door for someone and you don't look like a weirdo.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one story. I was waiting in Grand Central one time to meet my girlfriend, and, there was this little short lady that was following me around Grand Central, like, and I was moving like kind of around, I was kind of like circling around all the, it was like the little shops in Grand Central, and I would look behind me and she'd be like, you know, another 25 or 30 feet away from me, and no matter where I was, and I was like, oh man, I think this lady's like tailing me or something. She looked like the little lady from, little Spanish lady from Goonies.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, like, I thought I lost her, and I turned around, and she was standing right in front of me. And she's looking down. And she's like, "I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry. Can you please give me some money, or can you help me? Can you help me?"
I was
like,
gonna say gypsy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I said, you know, I looked at her. That was my first mistake. Mistake number one, looked at her.
Right.
Mistake number two, said something to her. Said, "I'm sorry. I can't help you." And as I turned around and started walking, she started cursing at me in Spanish, like "hijo de puta," and like
"you motherfucker,
you motherfucker," like really bad. And I started like just walking away. I was like, "Oh my god,
wow, that's
I love that."
Yeah, but that's like I think you get that almost kind of anywhere, though.
Oh yeah,
because like
I guess so, yeah.
Because like down. Over here, I remember the homeless problem got really bad in St. Pete in the downtown area. Oh, now it's not as bad, but it used to be like, because I worked downtown at a movie theater, and every time I walked to the theater, I just get bombarded. Like, at least 5 people would ask me for money before I even get there. And then when I'm leaving, 5 more people would ask me for money. And it just got so, I just got to the point where I was ignoring them. just I didn't even listen to them. I just walked right by, and then they get pissed off. And I'm like, if I gave everybody a dollar, it's not even like I'm working anymore. Like, if I give you all money, why am I even working?
Why am I doing this?
So, but they don't see that. They see it as like they're the only person asking. So I kind of feel bad sometimes, but I'm like, I can't do it.
I got to the point where I'm like, nope. Yeah. I know. You always know when someone's going to approach you for money. So I get to the point where I'm like, nope. Yeah. Sorry, no.
Dude, the worst one was, I don't know if I mentioned this on the podcast, but one time I was at a bank, and like I went in to get money, and I came out, and I get into my car, and right when I sit down and shut my door, I'd knock on my window, and like it scared me. So I like turn, and I'm like, what? He's like, he's telling me to roll down my window. So I roll down my window, and I'm like, yeah. He's like, hey, man, like I'm just wondering, like my car broke down. I just need a bus ride. Do you have any money? And I'm like, fuck, you know I have money. I just came out of the bank. Like, you come on. I'm like, listen.
No, I was making a deposit, I got nothing.
Well, no, because I had the money I was stuffing into my wallet as I'm walking to my car because I was at the ATM.
So
I was like, all right, he knows. But I was like, listen, I'm going somewhere right now. I'm late. And I'm like, I only have 20s. And I'm like, I'm not giving you a 20. I'm like, I only have 20s in my wallet. I can't give you a 20. He's like, oh, I just need to get a bus. I'm like, if I had a dollar, I'd give you a dollar, but I'm not giving you $20.
You engaged for way too long there.
Yeah. Well, no. Then what I did was he wouldn't let me go. Right. He just kept like saying stuff, and I'm like, listen, I'm gonna go. I'm meeting friends. Like, I gotta go. If I come back and I see you, I'll stop by. I'll give you some money. He's like, you're lying. You're fucking lying to me. You're not gonna come back. I go, no, yep. I'll come back. And I never went back.
Never went back to that location.
No. I've had people like stand at my window, and I just keep looking forward. I don't even acknowledge them. It's such a fucked up thing to do.
Like the thing is, like, I feel generally bad sometimes when it looks like somebody needs money. But the one time I gave some guy
money.
Well, I know. Well, that was the thing is, like, I gave this guy money one time. It was like the first time I ever did it, and he looked like he generally needed money, and he was saying like he had a broken cast, all this kind of stuff. He said, "I just need to get to the bus." He's like, "Just $1, just $1." So I go, all right, fine. So I'm like, here. And then this was downtown. He left.
2 weeks later, I see him in the same spot, has a different story that he's telling to another couple that's like walking by. I'm like, screw you, guy. Screw you. So, yeah, ever since then, I'm like, nope, not doing that anymore.
I've had a similar story. This actually happened recently, maybe like a month or two ago. I was going to a grocery store. I was walking back to my car. And after I shut the door, this lady knocked on my window. And she didn't look like a homeless. She looked like, you know, I mean, nice, she was nicely nice dressed. She had makeup on. She had, like, her hair done. It was like, yeah, like, she gave me, like, this sob story about, like, oh, like, her car got declined, but she needs money for gas. I'm just like, well, I'll give you, like, $2 or whatever.
Mm.
Literally, a week later, right, because I have, like, a routine. I always go to, like, the same grocery store at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, that's your problem.
Yeah. So I walk back to my car. I close the door, and I hear, like, a knock. It's the same lady, but she's wearing, like, the same clothes. Oh. Her hair was done the same way. And then, like, it's crazy. She didn't even, like, I don't think she even remembered asking me.
Oh, no. No,
I'm just like, wait a minute. Your card got declined again?
Like, Every time. Every time at this exact moment.
It's just like.
She's like, I don't know what happened.
Dude, they.
Okay, obviously, like, I was actually really impressed because she, like, made herself up, like, look really nice. Okay. You would never have guessed.
But I read an article in the paper, like, a couple years back that said that if homeless people dress up nicely, like, there's a homeless guy who dressed up in a suit because he found a suit one time. He wore the suit, and he actually got more money because he was dressed nicely, which is, like, weird to me. That's, like, a weird
thing. Well, people don't think you're homeless.
Like, yeah, oh, but you're still giving him money. You're still giving essentially giving a guy money. He was a guy who stood on the side of the street holding up a sign.
That guy on TV that wears a suit with all the question marks?
Yeah.
Homeless.
Really?
No, I don't know.
What about, I was going to say, the Riddler?
The Riddler. Riddler, too. Homeless. Let's take a quick commercial break, and then we'll come back with the second half of the Shark Dropper podcast.
Yay.
Yay. Hello, listeners of Shark Dropper podcast. It's Kyle here. Robert and John decided not to join me on this commercial, so I'm doing it alone. So fuck them. They're literally outside this door listening to me do this. So they're going to listen to me talk to you guys. And I'm going to talk to you guys about Audible.com. If you are not aware, and why are you not aware you're listening to this podcast, we have a sponsorship through Audible.com. So you go to www.audibletrial.com/shark. You get a free audiobook download. You get a free 30-day free trial. And we get a little bit of cash on the side, you know, for helping out Audible. It's a little win-win situation here. And it's free. If you listen to podcasts, you know the routine. Go to audibletrial.com/shark and then get your free audiobook. If you want to get an audiobook that I recommend, go and check out Me Talk Pretty One Day by David Sedaris. He's a funny guy. He's always on NPR. He has this dry way of delivering his short stories. And this is basically a collection of a lot of his short stories that are very funny. So go to audibletrial.com/shark. Get your free audiobook download. They have over 150,000 titles for you to choose from for your Android, Kindle, iPod, or MP3 player. Goodbye. Hey, welcome back.
Perfect.
Nice.
Perfect comeback into the podcast.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's funny because Kyle was like, I'm going to make this a good
comeback. No, it's not what I said at all. Yep, I said, hey, guys, watch this.
Nope. I want the listeners to know that you were trying to make a good one and you fumbled it.
Suck under pressure, man.
Anyways, I do want to say that because we were talking about this before, but you guys heard of Improv Everywhere?
Yeah.
Like, I like what they do in New York because they're based out of New York.
That shit's old, though. Like, if you...
No, well, they're still doing stuff, but they don't do as much as they used to.
No, I mean, like, it's cool. Like, the concept behind it and everything is... Or not the concept, but, like, you know, it's cool what they were doing. But, like, can you imagine just being there and a flash mob breaks out? You're like,
Well, it's not just the flash mob stuff. I like, the other stuff that they do. Like, the subway stuff. Yeah. Or, like, when they have, like, Darth Vader come on and, like, grab, like, stormtroopers and stuff like that. Like, they just do, like, random kind of improv stuff. The flash mob stuff is kind of old school because that's, you know, that's been done to death now.
Yeah.
But they did that freeze frame one. That was like 6 years ago or I don't know how long.
I mean, they
made
the
it popular.
Yeah. Flash mob.
The guy who started it, like, wrote a book and everything about
that's
it.
That's right. Yeah. Made some money off of that.
Yeah, he did.
Luke, you ever been in a flash mob?
Never. I don't think I want to go into one either.
Yeah.
like, I don't want to get caught in one, because then you're just that guy that's just like, let me get out of this.
Yeah, you don't want to walk through one either. Yeah, you just want to stay the hell out of the way.
Yeah, you're on your way to work, and you're all of a sudden, like, people start breaking out in a song. You just want a cup of coffee. You're like, Jesus Christ.
I mean, I don't mind.
Then you see yourself in a video, like, acting like.
Yeah, and then everyone points to you, like, look at this idiot who doesn't know the dance moves, because you're right in the middle, and you're trying to get through.
What if you're supposed to be part of it, and you screw up, though, too? That's a lot of pressure.
I've seen everybody's doing the exact same thing. That's true. Well, then that's when you just pretend that you're part of the people who don't know what's going on. You just walk away.
The first move you fuck up.
I'm just kidding.
Whoa, is this a flash mob?
That'll be my move. We're like, what is going on right now?
Yeah, actually, now that I started thinking about the Improv Everywhere thing, like, they do this thing where they give everybody a thing on their iPod and they all press play at the same time.
Yeah,
I think that's cool. It's not necessarily a flash mob. It's just kind of like a group experience.
Or when they all dressed up in blue and khakis and went into Best Buy and there's like hundreds of them.
That was great.
That was so funny.
Yeah, that's no flash mob. That's just fucking with people.
But they called like the cops. Like, they had to end up calling the cops because people are just, they're like, the employees are like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
I had a blue polo and I walked into Best Buy one day. I got fucked that day.
Oh, yeah.
I had like four people come up to me asking me for help.
Excuse me, sir.
I left. I was out.
That actually happened to me one time where some guy, I wasn't even wearing a blue polo or anything, but I was just like, I forget, I was probably in a dress shirt or something because I just got off of work. And I remember like some guy walked up to me and he's just like, hey, like, so I'm looking for this. And he didn't like give me a chance to say, like, I didn't work there. So I was just like, all right, let me show you. We got movies over here. So I like led him to the movie section. I was like showing him. I'm like, by the way, I ended up saying like, by the way, I don't work here. But
did you go in the break room, get like a coffee,
and
just like,
hey guys, rough day out there. It's getting pretty busy. When's your break? I don't know. I'm just gonna take it easy right now. And
how long could you keep that ruse up? Like, you go into like a Sears or a Best Buy or something. You wear the uniform. You'd be like, hey,
wasn't that a Seinfeld episode where, like, was it Kramer?
Yeah, Kramer. Kramer, he's at the office, and he's trying to get, like, the drinking fountain to work or, like, a copy or something, and he's, like, smacking it. They're like, oh, that thing never works, and then all of a sudden somebody's like, meeting right now in the office. They're like, come on, man, it looks like it's serious. And Kramer's just like, all right. It goes in there, and then now he's just, like, fake working there.
He's got crackers in his briefcase.
Yeah. That was the only thing he had in his briefcase was crackers.
Yeah.
Dude, that would be awesome. I wonder, like, if we could ever, like, do something like that.
What, work? Or like, pretend to work? I do that all the time.
That's true. I do that at my job.
That's my job. Yeah.
That's true.
Okay.
No, but I wonder if you could go. I think you'd have to try to pull it off in, like, a department store. And, like, how long could you pull it off? Like, oh, I lost my name tag. I just started, and then.
Depends on the department store, I guess.
It gets to the point where, like, they actually expect you to work, and you're like, funny. I'm not going to pay for this.
That was also funny because in Seinfeld, George did that where. He was in an interview, but the interview got cut short, and he thought he got the job, but he wasn't sure. So he just went in anyways and said that he was new, and they got him, like, an ID and everything. And they're like, did they say, like, if you're going to get the small or big office? He's like, I don't know. And they're like, well, which one did, like, you want? And he's like, I'll take the big office. So he got the big office, and then he just started working there, but he didn't know what he was supposed to do or anything. So every day he just clocked in and just kind of just sat around, and that was it.
Wasn't there also an episode where George tries to return stereo and, like, the people in the store keep fucking with it? Well, no, I'm thinking of – that was a movie.
What was that?
That's a movie. Yeah, like, he's like – the guy keeps trying to return a stereo at the store, and it's like a Best Buy-looking store. And then it gets to the point where, like, they put the stereo behind him, and the other guys, like, push him into the stereo, and they're like, oh, what movie is this?
It's a movie?
It's a movie. Now I'm remembering it's a movie.
Comedy,
drama. I feel like it's a Judd Apatow.
Sci-fi. It's not a Judd Apatow.
I think
it's a documentary.
40-Year-Old Virgin.
No, it's not 40-Year-Old Virgin. It's not like a crotchety guy. I'll think of it later.
Well, bringing it back to Seinfeld, you see Netflix passed on acquiring the rights to air Seinfeld.
Really?
To stream Seinfeld.
Because it was too expensive?
Too expensive. And I think Netflix is focusing on their original content.
But then I mean, like, don't get me wrong. I like I've heard good things about the stuff that they're producing. I've seen a few episodes of House of Cards and I like it.
Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt or whatever, the new Tina Fey.
Yeah.
Apparently that's really good.
But that's the thing is, like, I like that, but isn't that they originally started as something to acquire all these other forms of movies and TV shows so you could watch them all in one place, like Blockbuster was in like where you would go someplace and find all your movies and TV shows. Why?
It wasn't even that. I mean, well, I'm sorry, I cut you off.
No, you're good.
Fine.
Keep going.
No, we always cut each other.
No, you can cut Robert off anytime you want. Anytime.
I wasn't going anywhere with that.
Cut Robert off.
I just wanted to jump in on that because what you were saying about Netflix and the CEO there, Hastings. I mean, if everybody looked at the how he came about, he was angry that he had a $40 late fee on a movie. It could have been a VHS tape at that point, a rental.
Nice.
And I think people forgot that Netflix was you mail in, you get your DVD in the mail.
Oh,
it was never on demand originally.
Yeah.
It just became on demand, and they dominated that part of the market. And now, I don't know about you guys, but like I feel like it's great. There's a great part to it, but people are, if you ever look at the things that go up on Netflix that are available for a while on TV, you know, the stuff that's posted from, you know, previously from television, from the networks, and then they take it down after a while. They take a lot of stuff down. They don't have a lot of stuff staying up for a certain length of time and then coming down quietly.
Yeah.
It's not all like permanently up there.
Yeah, that's what
we expect that stuff when we do a subscription. You expect it all to be up there forever, and it's not. You got to like look at it, and you only get to pick from so much.
And it's not even that. It's like I liked Netflix when it first came out, in the sense, even when the streaming started, I was like, yeah, that's cool. And then I noticed that they were taking stuff away. But the fact that they're now trying all this original content, like, that's cool. But I feel like they're focusing so much on that they're not focusing on acquiring the rights to all these other movies and TV shows.
Well, DCO Hastings has said, like, we don't really want to acquire every show. We want to acquire all the big shows. They're just focusing on
fucking
that.
Fucking Seinfeld is a big show.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest shows.
No, it's just that Seinfeld is also available on, what's it called, Crackle, right?
Yeah, but even on Crackle, it's not every episode. It's only like a few.
Yeah, Seinfeld's available everywhere. I can turn on the TV right now.
Okay, but that's another thing is the internet. If you search, like, you really don't even have to put too much effort into it. But like, you can search anything and pretty much find it on the internet.
Yeah.
I mean, like, we watch Academy Award movies for this new podcast that hasn't been released yet. But I found like the movies on there that I needed to watch, like Barry Lyndon, the movie was on the internet. I didn't download it. I just searched Barry Lyndon stream free.
Uh-huh.
It was just on there.
Oh, okay. So
it's totally legal.
But don't worry, I ended up buying it anyways on Blu-ray, which I really do have that movie on Blu-ray.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
But like, it's not that hard to search and find stuff on the internet anyways. I just think like Netflix, It's kind of why, like, people used to ask me, like, why I buy movies all the time. And it was, like, because when I want to watch, like, something specific, I like having it. Whereas,
Big Booty Girls 3.
Right. Ass Angels 4.
Yeah.
Big Booty Bitches.
But,
and Star Wars is not, right? I don't think Star Wars is on Netflix, right?
No, I don't think it is.
Yeah, that's true.
They don't have everything. I'm not trying to be, like, bitchy about it, too, because there's a lot of stuff that Netflix does really well. And it's incredible that we can get all of that at our fingertips. But it hasn't been a complete, comprehensive, like, replacement for Blockbuster circa 1990s. I mean, you always had that as a backup.
I would rather there still be kind of, like, something like a Blockbuster out there.
Oh, man. When I was a kid, I used to love going to Blockbuster. Okay, as that sounds.
But, I mean,
but
that's
Redbox,
only for recent
new movies. Yeah. That's the thing is, like, I like a lot of old movies, too, and you can't go to Redbox and rent Casablanca. Like, you can't do that. Like, they only have new releases.
There needs to be, like, a mega box.
You should check out Casablanca. That's pretty good.
I've heard it's pretty good.
Well, you're just waiting for it to come out in Redbox.
Yeah,
there needs to be a Redbox where, like, it's all, or they have a huge catalog of movies that are stored at the box. And that you could
kind of like the internet.
Blockbuster was an event. Like, you had to go there. It was like, you know, you had time that you had to go there.
It's true.
I liked doing it.
Scroll through the aisles and check everything out, flip the boxes over, take a look at it, you know.
Yeah, I liked doing that, though. That was fun.
Wait in line, I guess. That wasn't fun, but whatever.
Yeah. Well, what was cool about that is, like, you discovered movies that you would never normally have come across. I mean, Netflix kind of does something similar to that, but it's just not the same as, like, strolling through the aisle at a Blockbuster and, like, oh, look, Big Booty Bitches 7.
Well, it's like kids will never know the joy of, like, it's a Friday night, you're off of school, and then, like, your mom takes you to Blockbuster, and you're like, but I can rent a movie? Like, do you think I can rent a game too? And like,
or a video game.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, video game.
Can I get an R-rated movie tonight?
All right, that's the thing too, is like video games, when we started playing Left 4 Dead, which was a co-op game that you can only do two on a screen, and we would get like 4 or 8 people over, and we'd hook up 4 TVs together. You had to have 4 copies of the game, and if somebody didn't own the game, we would just go to Blockbuster and rent it. Now we can't do that.
That's true.
You have to buy the game.
And you want to know something? Your level of commitment was higher because you took a friggin' hour or half hour. You went to the store. You had to pick that. You paid for it. It was a done deal. You took it home. Like, I'm watching this shit. It's not like when you're flipping around, you know, on demand, you know, on your computer. Yeah, maybe I'll watch a little of this now. I can always watch it later. It doesn't matter, you know.
Also, that late fee, you better watch it now.
Yeah.
It's like, all right.
You know what I find nowadays is maybe it's just me because I'm getting older or because I'm becoming less or disenfranchised with just movie and film and games in general, but that, like, I can never be doing one thing at a time. Like to sit down and watch a movie anymore, it's like, unless it's like an event, it's like a big event that you have to actually pay attention to. Like, like in my everyday life, I don't want to just sit down and watch like a Netflix movie. I want to like have something on so I can have my Facebook and my Twitter and like check Instagram and shit.
I do the same thing. I mean, but
it doesn't sound like it's movies and video games' fault.
No, it's not. It's my Twitter's. Own. Yeah, it's social media. They're slowly ruining us.
No, but I think like for me, I like seeing a movie in the theater. That's why I still like that there's theaters, because when I go to see a movie in the theater, I'm more invested in the movie and watching the movie because I'm forced to sit there and watch it, and I get into the movie more. I find like I enjoy a movie more when I'm watching it in the theater than I do at home because I'm not always paying attention.
Yeah, you went to the theater to watch Ass Angels 5.
Yeah, that was a good one.
when you're actually at home, and like, that's why people are like, oh, you should watch this show, you should watch this show. It's like, yeah, but then I got to dedicate a whole hour to that where I'm just, because I like to be into it and watch it, like, getting in, like, no interruptions. And like, when I'm at home, I'm more open to, there's distractions around me. Maybe I want to make dinner, go grab a snack.
I think it is getting older, though, too, because a lot of times I'm like, should I watch this or should I actually do some dishes and then do my laundry because I have to work a double tomorrow?
How do you want to dedicate your time? Yeah, I totally know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so like,
do I want to sit there and dedicate an hour to this, or do I want to get all this stuff
done? And today, like, I got off of work and I was like, I'm kind of exhausted just because over the weekend and stuff. I'm just like, I'm exhausted. I kind of want to just rest. Like, hey, I'll put in a movie and I'll watch a movie. I watch like the first half hour of it, I'm like, this is pretty good, but I'm kind of tired. So I took a nap. I ended up taking a nap because I was just exhausted. And that's just how it goes now.
I've been forcing myself to not do multiple things at once. Like, when I watch like something on Netflix, like a movie or a TV show, I'll just do that. Like, I'll put it on full screen. I don't like, you know, like browse the internet at the same time. Or when I'm reading a book, like, I'll just like, you know, go to my room, like leave my phone outside, and I'll just read for like 30 minutes or an
That's
hour.
That's one thing
like
I think about. Enough time for is reading.
Dude, ever since we started the podcasting, I haven't had time to read really anything.
You got to make the time for it, though, is the thing.
I was reading a bunch, though. Last couple of years, I was reading like 30, 40 books a year.
I've got so many books I haven't read. Just brand new books I bought. I'm like, oh, I'm going to read it.
My whole shelf is just like books I haven't read yet. Because I bought, again, I liked Borders, and they got rid of Borders, and now they got just Barnes & Noble, and eventually they'll get rid of that.
What's happening to our society, Luke? What's happening?
I don't know.
It's going to be all streaming.
You know, I drive a lot. Does audiobooks count as reading, technically? Or?
Well, I count actually, it's funny that you bring up audiobooks.
Audible is our new sponsor.
Yeah.
So.
All right. So nice.
They do count as reading.
Yeah. So I would say Audible's great. Check it out.
I don't know. I do retain as much knowledge through audiobooks as I do through, like, regular books.
I count it as reading just because.
Can you be more disingenuous, John?
No, I mean,
I'm going to go listen to an audiobook right after this.
I'm going to go listen to one right now.
Yeah. I'm listening to one right now, actually.
No, I count it as reading in the sense that I'll say, like, yeah, I read The Jungle by Upton Sinclair just because I don't want to, like, I mean, what am I going to say? I listened to the audiobook The Jungle by Upton Sinclair. I read the book.
It's weird to say.
But now you should listen to it to see if...
You're right. People don't say that. They just say, I read the book, and I think they really listen to the book on something.
Yeah, like, I read Harry Potter. I read the whole entire series in the course of a week.
Yep. Yeah, that was fast reading, man. Yeah.
Making a reference to another Seinfeld episode, do you guys remember the episode where George tries to listen to an audiobook, but the voice sounds like
his.
Yeah. it's like he can't listen to it because it's like him reading.
Yeah. So he hates it. That was awesome.
Oh, man. Yeah. Great stuff from Seinfeld.
Do you like listening to audiobooks or reading?
Or Seinfeld.
Better? Or Seinfeld, yeah.
Or Beavers.
Would you rather read a book or listen to the book?
Listen to the book, obviously.
Really?
Yeah. It depends. There's two. Like there's a whole process to reading that I enjoy, and getting lost in a book is great. But then other times it's easy for you to lose touch with that, like lose focus with that, and you're just like you read a whole page and you're like I didn't read anything.
What I love most about reading a physical book is that, and I don't mean like the Kindle, like the e-books. I mean like a physical book. It's like you read something. And then, like, you go just instantly turn back to the page and it's like, oh, like, this is just foreshadowing for this. Like, I love doing that stuff.
Plus, it's tactile. You have something in your hand. You have, like, small. It's, I don't know. Yeah.
You can't really do that on a Kindle. I guess, like, the newer ones, they have, like, features where you can actually scroll back to the past
points
really easily. But it's not the same as just flipping to that point. You know?
But I do like that Kindle gives you like how much percent you are done through the book. Yeah. So I'm like, hey, I'm 50% done.
Also be like, look, ooh, I'm almost halfway.
Yeah, but you can't guess that you're 63% done.
I guess. You can kind of tell.
50%. All right, you could tell.
You
in
can
the
eyeball
book,
it.
You but can you eyeball. Can't eyeball 60
or 73%.
Sure, I can.
Really?
Magazines are hard too because in a Kindle form. Like I subscribed to, PC Gamer for a little while and Maximum PC. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of pictures and things are really still, they're really still made for paper. Like, you know, the magazine format, you know, with large print and large pictures. If you ever try to look at like a magazine, a digital magazine on a Kindle,
I have.
Like you're constantly zooming in and like adjusting and everything.
There's no magic. Back when I was a kid, my favorite magazine that I actually subscribed to was Nintendo Power.
Yeah.
It was my favorite magazine. It's still, I mean, Nintendo Power is not around anymore.
Right.
Sadly, but I remember every month, like, I was always looking forward to it.
When it came in the mail?
I was excited. The cover was always, like, some cool video game. It was always, like, special art made just for Nintendo Power.
Yeah.
The pullout was, like, some cool poster. And I just, like, love reading about the games. Just, like, Nintendo Power was awesome.
IGN did, like, an article on, like, the best covers for Nintendo Power and stuff. So that was cool.
Got the cover for 1 and 2, the Super Mario 2, nice. I think, and the Simon's Quest.
Nice.
Cover for Nintendo Power 2. I'm really geeking out now, but I had the before that. I have probably one issue of Nintendo. Oh man, it was like a newsletter that you could get for free prior to Nintendo Power. You had to like mail in for it though.
Wow,
that's weird.
What's your all-time favorite video game?
All-time? Oh man, I can name mine.
Ocarina of Time. Or no, Majora's Mask.
Majora's Mask.
Yes.
Over
Ocarina.
Why?
Because it's more of an in-depth game. It's more of a darker game. There's more depth to the characters in the game.
They remade it for 3DS.
Yeah.
You don't have a 3DS though, right?
No, I don't. But there's more, like, the gameplay is a little bit better. The things you can... A lot of people didn't like Majora's Mask because of the whole 3D thing, but like,
I'm working through Ocarina right now on 3DS, actually. I suck at it, though. It's taking me forever.
It's like a toss-up between Majora's Mask and Ocarina, but I'd say...
I always love... A Link to the Past was my favorite Zelda game. I just love the Super Nintendo one. I love that world is so big. I didn't even have a Super Nintendo. I used to go to my friend's house, and like they had Super Nintendo, Jessica and April, and I would go over there, and I would play it, and they would just watch me because they didn't even care for it. They just had it.
They just wanted to watch
you. All right, so I just play it, and I never got like really far in the game until I bought it for like the Wii and stuff later on.
That theme, the Dark World theme, I'll just find myself like... walking around like humming that theme every once in a while. Yeah.
They also remade...
That was good. That was the best one of the... that was the best... It was the revised version of the first Zelda, Legend of Zelda.
Yeah.
It was everything that was good about the first one. The second one, I don't know.
The
second one was the side-scrolling.
Well, side-scrolling when you went into like villages and stuff.
The second one I wasn't into.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What were you going to say, John?
I was about to say they recently remade A Link to the Past for 3DS as well.
No,
actually, it wasn't a remake. It was actually a straight sequel to the
game. Yeah. It was like, kind of half 3D or something.
Yeah.
Or half, no, what was it?
I forgot what it was called.
I thought it was like a mixture of A Link to the Past and another one.
No, it's a straight sequel to the
A Link to the Past and Splinter Cell.
Yep.
That's what the mix was. Yeah,
they're connected. You gotta
Zelda
2
and BioShock.
You gotta pay attention to the clues. Like they're there.
That's the one that you like. Subtle. You meld into the wall, right? You walk into the wall.
Yeah, that was like the puzzle where you like you go into the wall and you could get around corners and stuff like that.
Oh, I thought you were talking about BioShock. There,
I thought you were talking about Splinter Cell.
Yeah, that's
Splinter Cell.
Man, I need to play that game again.
Yeah, which one, Splinter Cell?
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, I don't know. For like, I've always liked just Halo 1 because of the multiplayer matches was like my
favorite. While we're on video games, there was some pretty big video game news. Apparently, 2K Sports are working with Microsoft to make a new NFL game with an actual NFL license. And the reason why they can use the NFL license is because there's a stipulation, whereas the deal says EA has exclusive rights to third-party NFL games,
right?
But because Microsoft is involved, it makes it a first-party game, so they're allowed to use the NFL license. So a lot of the 2K fanboys, like everybody's really excited. It's going to be called Joe Montana 2016.
Good.
Yes.
Really?
It should be called John Gruden 2016.
No,
Why don't they bring back Sports Talk Football? Joe Montana Sports Talk Football Genesis? You guys remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
No.
I had a Genesis.
I'm dating myself here.
Yeah, I played Madden back in Genesis days. Like that's what I remember playing Madden 96 on the Sega Genesis.
I don't know about you guys, but Madden feels pretty stale these days. Right?
I made a conscious decision not to buy a new copy of Madden since Madden 2012.
Wow.
Because it's like it's just the same fucking game over and over.
Yeah,
it is.
So
nothing's new. They don't do anything innovative. So like, I love that 2K now is back.
I know we're running low on time, but John Madden, like, did you hear about Will Ferrell doing that the baseball thing? Like, he went and played for
all the baseball teams,
like a bunch of teams. And I guess John Madden said something along the lines of, "That's disrespectful to the game."
Good.
He was like all like pissed off.
Good. I hope he was super pissed off.
he's like people spend their whole lives trying to get to that area and stuff. That's just disrespectful. Even though it was all for charity.
Yeah.
And stuff.
You stupid.
Charity is just
what
disrespectful.
An asshole, Will Ferrell.
Get your name off that. John Gruden's a better coach than you'll ever be. Fucking old.
Brett Favre, I love him.
Rock Band 4 is announced too. They're coming out with a Rock Band 4.
Oh, please,
now.
No. What is it, 2006?
What?
I said, 2006?
No.
Again?
Yeah.
Yeah? We're doing that?
Listen,
doing that now? We're getting peripherals, guitar peripherals, and
I don't know what
banging
they're
on drums.
Planning on doing, but they're going to release it for the new systems, and then they're trying to make it so you can use your old instruments for it. But we'll see what happens.
That's not going to make a comeback.
Good luck.
No.
Well, will your library songs also transfer over?
They're saying your downloaded songs will. Okay. But not necessarily the songs that were on the disc earlier.
Are you going to get it, Robert?
I don't know.
Yeah, well,
depends on the soundtrack.
You love the fucking
Although rock they do say that they're going to have, like, they're going to take fan feedback to see what kind of songs fans are looking for.
No.
Which they're not going to do that. But I'm just going to say the Rolling Stones a bunch of times.
That genre of game is dead.
Nah, it'll come back.
Dead as a doornail.
Nah,
they're making a new
back.
Tony Hawk game. If they're making a new Tony Hawk game, you might as well make a new Rock Band.
I'm telling you, man, that was a fad that's dead. It's dead.
No, I don't know. I think it can come back.
Gone the way of the Wii Sports.
The reason why it died was because they just released too many. But look at Call of Duty. They're still releasing them. They're still popular.
Yeah, Call of Duty's on the way down, though. Ghosts and Modern Warfare apparently were terrible. I haven't, and like I didn't see a reason to get a new Call of Duty because it's the same game.
I haven't gotten a new Call of Duty since Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah, it's all focused on the multiplayer, single player shit.
Yeah,
why bother?
Although Kevin Spacey's in the single player of the other one.
Oh
yeah,
wow,
that's pretty cool.
Wow.
Other than that, though, I won't play it. I'm not a big Call of Duty person.
You know, we played Fear for Horror Play podcast a couple weeks ago, and like that game. That game, I could see why what I want to say is like it's a good shooter, but it's like a terrible horror game in my opinion.
It wasn't scary.
Wasn't scary.
It's
at
not
all.
That scary. No.
What was your scariest? No.
The ending to Fear gets a little bit scarier.
Yeah,
but like the last couple of levels and stuff.
I was hoping like we'd be fighting monsters and stuff. I'm like, I want to see some monsters. But it's like
okay, but I kind of like that about
marine
like,
guys, and you shoot them, and I'm like,
you fought
this
like
game.
Three monsters.
But as a video game, I liked it for what it was. I think if I played it when it first came out, I would have really liked it, just because I like first person shooters, and I liked the slow motion aspect, and I thought this
that was dumb.
The AI was decent.
That was, I mean.
I thought it was like a fun, straightforward shooter going down hallways.
We haven't recorded the Horror Play podcast yet, but everybody, it's already out by the time this thing is out. So yeah. It's like, I don't know. That
were there three of those? Three fears or no?
There's three. There's like some DLC too.
Are we gonna do more? Are we gonna do all three of them?
What?
Are we gonna do all three fears?
Yeah.
I'm gonna call it now. I'm gonna say fear is gonna be the lowest one on the list.
I think fear two. They said it was pretty scary. I think they got like worse as they went on, but they got more scarier in aspects.
Like, I like the idea there's a first person horror game.
Because we don't do a lot of first person horror games.
Yeah, it's true.
Or even first person horror shooters.
Oh, that's what I meant.
This is just a shooter.
Yeah, that's it is. I don't know.
We played first person horror games like Slender and
Amnesia. But not like shooters.
How was Evil Within? You guys play that?
Robert's played it, right?
We're playing it right now. Me and John are working our way through it because we're going to review it sometime, but it's such a long game.
It's really hard.
It's a really hard game, too. I mean, we're not like... I don't play video games as much as I used to. I used to be like really into video games. I still play them.
No, you're just really into horror games.
Now I'm just really into horror video games because we do the podcast. But it's just like... Like for all the horror games that we play, we're kind of trying to just get our way through them and judge them on the scariness and like how we liked them. But we're not spending like as much time and effort to do like a full written article on them. Yeah. So like a lot of times we're just trying to get through them.
I'm not even going to finish here.
And this one, but Evil Within is like a 15-hour game, and like we're stuck right now where
we're like just, on the third chapter.
You're on the third chapter, and it's just like there's so many like cheap ways to die. That it just sucks when you get so far and there's no save point, and then all of a sudden you die at the very end when some guy just jumps out and kills you. And you're just like, oh, I got to redo that whole thing all over again. But other than that, I mean, the graphics are good, and it's got some scary moments. We were getting chased by a chainsaw guy, and he was like right behind us the whole time. That was pretty scary.
You know, I was thinking, when I was playing Fear, I'm like, I'm Scared was scarier than this fucking game.
Dude, I'm Scared was a scary
game. Jonathan was like laughing about it, and I was like, this is a scary game.
Okay, but Jonathan, I know he's going to listen to this, but Jonathan likes only like the truly like got to be like the most terrifying, like Slender. He wants us to play like all the Slender. He didn't find Five Nights at Freddy's that scary either.
Oh, really?
I thought it was scary.
Yeah, that was horrifying.
Yeah, Five Nights at Freddy's I thought was pretty scary.
Yeah, we should play the second one pretty soon.
Sure. Is that a mobile too?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is actually. Yeah. I think it's for iOS, and I don't know if it's for Android yet.
Can you get scared on a small screen?
I don't know.
Can you really get like a visceral like reaction from
Adam, one of our co-hosts on Horror Play, he's actually played some of the games on his iPad because his computer's kind of going through problems. But he said like, I think, what was it?
If you wear headphones, I guess it could still be kind of scary, but I think like, you need that atmosphere.
Well, if we do two, I'll do two on my iPad.
Yeah, he said Your Walk was actually really, really good on his iPad.
Yeah. Well, because that's all like kind of touch-based, too. But so is Five Nights at Freddy's. I don't know. When we play it, I like when we – because like me and John usually get together to play all these games, and a lot of times we'll turn off the lights and just like turn up the volume and play them, and it makes it so much more terrifying. I don't know. Five Nights at Freddy's was pretty scary.
Yeah.
We'll probably do two soon.
Have you played that, Luke?
No. I see it on the Google Play. It's like it's high rated. It's like up at the top.
It has the most popularity, like the popularity rating for us, right. Like on our podcast, like it shows like which podcasts have like a higher popularity.
Oh, really?
And like Five Nights at Freddy's is at the top.
Nice.
So people just probably listen to that one because it was just Five Nights at Freddy's.
Let's do it again.
So let's do another one.
Number
let's
two.
Two.
Yeah.
Got to capitalize on that.
You guys going to play Night Trap?
No. What's that?
It's from Sega CD.
Really?
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's old school.
No.
There's probably a release. There's probably like a ROM or something.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a ROM you can get.
No, let's hunt down the Sega CD. So like we're reviewing a horror play.
Dude, I'm all for it. I want to play Friday the 13th.
Yeah, we got to play Simon's Quest. And
I just think like Friday the 13th would be funny because I just heard that game's hard as shit. And,
You're talking about the NES? Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
It's like a side scroller, but then you fight.
Possible,
you go to the house.
I said Freddy, not Freddy. Jason.
Jason, yeah it's Jason.
If it's possible, I actually want to play it on the actual NES. Just so we get the actual
find a TV with some wood paneling on it.
With the dials and the
dials
knobs.
And everything. Yeah.
Hook it right up to the cable line.
Get a nice old CRT. Let's do it like that. Let's do it old school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing, team. Everything's fixed.
That's how you know we're running long.
I just snapped my fingers and I know. Podcast is like, hey, we're done, right?
Yeah. Podcast is like, here's the outro. Yeah. Oh, well. what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, the ROM stuff. Like, I haven't played ROMs in a while, but I was downloading a bunch of, like, just ROM games, like old NES games. Because I had an NES. I just stuffed all the games up in the attic, and they're just sitting there.
Do you still have the NES?
I think so. I either still have the Super NES or the NES. I don't know.
Let's get that thing going for some horror games.
Yeah, all the horror games that came out.
No, actually, didn't you say, like, we should play some of the arcade games, like Jurassic Park, House of the Dead?
I want to play House of the Dead. We need to go to an arcade and play House of the Dead for horror play.
Okay.
Why not? We can find an arcade.
How are you going to do that at an arcade?
Dude, we'll just... No, well, we record after. Like, we'll rate the game.
No,
but
we'll record at the arcade.
No.
Just do it. Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
They won't mind.
Dude. Hey, can we do a live podcast here?
Live podcasting.
Is there a Dave & Buster's down that way?
There's one close.
I think there's like an actual, like, legit, like,
We have a couple arcades around here, I think.
Yeah, we got the Treasure Island Fun Center. And
oh, dude, me and... Well, whatever, I'll go into it. When me and Twee went up to Universal this weekend, we, like, spent so much money at the arcade at Universal. But it was, like, because we were trying to win, like, prizes. Like, it's so stupid
games.
The
GoPros?
Yeah, like, the GoPro stuff.
Right outside the Mummy, right?
Yeah, that one was right out the Mummy. And then we played another one at Islands of Adventure right outside Spider-Man. And, like, we just went there. We were trying to... They had that one light game where it's, like... It starts off as three blocks, and you, like, you hit the enter button, and it'll stop the blocks, and it'll go to the next row, and it's three blocks again. But then it goes down to one block, and you have to match the lights that you've already set up. So, like, I would get to the top one, like, every time. I got so good, I was getting to the top one every time, but I couldn't get that last one. I know it's a computer game, so probably just like, ah, fuck it, you didn't get it. Yeah. Like, because it doesn't want me to win an iPad.
So,
but, like,
Robert,
what
would you say is the scariest moment of that game?
Getting to the top, my heart was racing, man. Every time I got to the top, I was like, here it is. And it would play like this stupid drum music, just like, I'm like, oh, come on, I got this. And I kept failing. But
speaking of which,
I did win a yo-yo.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
And I gave it to a kid.
So you were at Universal Studios this past weekend. It's been a couple of years since I've been.
Yeah.
How was it?
It's awesome.
Yeah. Did you go to Universal Studios or Islands of Adventure?
We went to both. Okay, so like, man, this podcast is going to be long. Universal Studios is connected to Islands of Adventure if you have the pass.
Did you take the Hogwarts Express?
You can take the Hogwarts Express, which takes you from the Universal Diagon Alley to Islands of Adventure's Hogsmeade, whatever it's called. Yeah. And they have like a train and you go on it. Did you go on the train, Kyle?
Yeah, that was awesome.
It's pretty awesome. Like they put you in like a little cart and then there's like TV screens on all the windows. So, like, it looks like you're supposed to be looking outside, but it's a TV screen that shows all the countryside of Harry Potter.
But yet the train's actually moving.
Yeah, but the train's actually going. You're just not seeing anything outside. You're seeing all TV screens. And the doors have TV screens in them, too, so you can see, like, people walking by your door.
You see Harry and Hermione, like, they walk by.
And Ron Weasley, if you go back the other way, back to Universal, Ron Weasley, like, looks inside your cart. Like, he puts his face up against the window and stuff and looks inside.
It's them, Harry. It's really them.
It's like pretty awesome. And then, and I'm not a big Harry Potter fan, but I thought, like, that was pretty cool.
So tell me about that new area they put in.
The Diagon Alley.
Fucking awesome.
It's pretty cool. Really? It's like, it looks just like, well, I can't really say because I only watched the first movie. Everyone said it looks pretty close to how it was depicted in the movies and stuff. And they had like, you can buy like wands and you go around. There's like secret places where you can like wave your wand and have them have things do stuff.
Interact with you.
Yeah, you can interact with things in the park.
For the low price of $80. Yeah. Have you wanted an interactive
wand? No, I think it's like $40, isn't it?
I think the interactive ones are more.
Are they?
Yeah.
Sounds like a steal.
Yeah, I'm sure my girlfriend's going to get one soon. So we'll see what happens. But
yeah, you guys, now you have season passes, right?
We have season passes and we got premium so we can go express on all the rides after four. But it's expensive as shit. And we get free valet parking.
Nice. Holy shit.
But
there should be a zombie or a ride there.
They did, like, no, I think the new one that they're working on is, I think they're thinking about doing a Fast and the Furious ride.
Oh, God.
But I don't know if it's going to be an actual ride or, like, a roller coaster. That should just be a roller coaster.
That should be a roller coaster, yeah.
But they're actually on Islands of Adventure side, right next to Jurassic Park, they're building this huge area that's supposed to be Skull Island from King Kong.
Nice.
Does Islands Adventure still have all that Marvel branding there?
Yeah, it still has the Marvel stuff, but they're going to...
That's
awkward.
That's got to go soon.
It's going to have to leave, which sucks, man. Spider-Man's such an awesome ride.
The Hulk's the most amazing.
I think... What, can't they just make a deal with DC and just change them all to...
They should. That's what they
change
ought
them all to
Six Flags has a deal with DC.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they can work something out. It's Universal.
Yeah. I mean, right now they're just paying royalties
to Disney.
But like, Disney's like the rival theme park. Yeah. So obviously they're not going to want them to have all the Marvel stuff.
As soon as Disney starts getting Marvel stuff up in their place, be like, we have a Spider-Man ride too.
But Disney's coming out like, I heard that they're making an Avatar, like an Avatar theme park.
For like The Last Airbender or Avatar?
No. Avatar for James Cameron. Because Avatar 2 and 3
are coming
out. They're, but they're going to make a whole theme park.
Disney, no, don't do it. I can tell you, it's not a good idea.
You think they would make a Star Wars theme park?
Exactly.
They might now.
Yeah, what the hell? That's what's happening now.
Yeah. If
that's relevant.
If you can make such a huge attraction as Harry Potter for Universal, like, you fucking own Star Wars, Disney. Like, yeah. Make Star Wars Land where, like, you're in Mos Eisley and, like, you can go into the cantina. And
dude, that would be awesome if you could do
that. Yeah,
that
would be so great.
I like, when the theme parks do that kind of stuff where they have it, like, it all looks... Like me and Tui went into the Moe's Tavern or Bar or whatever from Simpsons. Yeah, Moe's Bar Tavern. It's just, like, there's an actual bar and you get Duff beer and you kind of just sit there. We were, like, talking to the guy behind, like, the bartender and stuff and... I like how they do that kind of setup stuff.
I got a Duff beer. It was good.
Yeah.
No, I wish there was a theme park that focused on more adult movies, like Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, okay.
Like, you're just sitting in your apartment, and all of a sudden Samuel L. Jackson busts in. Yeah. Does Marcellus Wallace look like a bitch?
That's going to Jack Rabbit Slim.
Why are you trying to fuck him like a bitch?
That's the ride. You just sit in an apartment.
It's just Samuel Jackson yelling at you.
Murders you in cold blood.
That's a good burger.
In somebody's chest.
Yep. Dude, that would be
why
awesome.
You gotta fuck him like a bitch.
Yep. Yeah. There's an alien.
You wouldn't ride that?
I would ride it.
There the Marcellus Wallace. Marcellus Wallace's wild ride.
The seven ride where you're like whoever your date is in a their head's in a box by the end of it.
Oh
yeah. Whoever you come to the park with, they sever
Kevin
their
Spacey
head.
Murders them.
The alien ride where they put a parasite inside you.
You just go there to die, pretty much. But it's a fun experience.
It's a fun rated R experience.
Dude, have Disney. Disney, get on that.
Yeah.
Hey, just get on Tinder, find a new date every time, and bring him to the park, and they'll die.
Luke, have you ever been to any of the theme parks, like in Florida or California?
No. Never been down to Florida, really? Actually.
Come down to Florida.
Yeah, come down here.
I'd like to.
Florida's got better theme parks than Universal. Or Universal.
Yeah.
Like California.
Because
I've been to the Universal in California. It's all right, but they don't have half as many rides as Universal in Florida has.
Because don't they actually shoot?
They actually have stuff there.
Yeah.
But they like the Universal down here, like they're constantly building stuff. Like I said, the Skull, like they have huge success with this Harry Potter world. Like that is like the main attraction right now.
Yeah, it's massive.
But like, They're still not happy with that, and that's why they're doing a Fast and the Furious, and now they're doing Skull Island. Skull Island looks like it's going to be huge.
Awesome.
Like, they're building it right by Jurassic Park, and you can see it in the background, like, the scaffolding and everything was up.
Nice.
And it's going to be, like, it's going to be huge.
Ba, 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 ba.
Yeah, that's King Kong.
Yeah, well, I mean, there'll be some spillover.
Yeah, yeah, you'll definitely hear the Jurassic Park theme over there.
I was thinking of, like, Family Guy.
They need to just expand the Jurassic Park. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Apparently, there was a Jeep ride that they canceled a while back, like a few years back, that they were going to add. Like, it was actually going to be a tour. Like, you would take a tour of a fake Jurassic Park, and then you'd
get,
like, attacked
by...
Yeah, and real lizards attack you.
The movie set that whole thing up exactly. Why couldn't they just do it exactly like the movie?
Yeah, for some reason, they wanted it to be a water ride, and they just did it like water ride, which I'm fine with, because they're, like, it's a fun ride, but it's, like, I think it would have been cool if it was, like, a simulator, kind of how all these other rides are. And I think they might do that now that Jurassic World's coming out. They probably will do some fix up, because they've been... I read an article online that said Universal has been, like, patenting or trademarking Jurassic World and, like, dinosaurs from Jurassic World to maybe use in the theme park. So they might actually make another ride for that.
The hybrid dinosaur.
Which would be cool. Yeah.
Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt's there.
Yeah. Disney. Oh, yeah. What Disney needs to do is make, like, an Avengers.
A Chris Pratt.
Chris
theme
Pratt
park with Avengers
Versus and Parks and Rec.
Chris Pratt the ride. You just go through all his roles. Moneyball and Zero Dark 30. You get to kill Osama.
Chris Pratt was in Moneyball?
Yeah.
What was he in Moneyball?
He was the catcher. He was I forget his name.
The catcher learned how to play first base.
The catcher in the rye.
McSwisher?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He was in the movie.
He's also in Zero Dark 30. He was one of the soldiers.
Yeah, now I know he was in Moneyball.
And then he...
Carlos Pena.
He wasn't Carlos Pena.
It was.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Why not?
Anyways.
Well, we got to get out of here anyway.
Yes.
This is one of the longer Shark Trappers we've had in a long time.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Recap.
Recap. What do we talk about?
Universal Studios.
Theme parks.
Zombie beavers. Mm-hmm. The Jersey Devil.
Sleep paralysis.
Ass Angels 4,
of course.
Blockbusters.
Blockbuster. Blockbuster Video.
Marcellus Wallace's Wild Ride.
Giant Iguanas.
King Kong.
King Kong. Skull Island.
Fucking up a podcast.
Moneyball.
The Jersey Devil.
I already said that, you fucking...
I wasn't paying attention.
Chris Pratt played Scott Hedberg. Don't know who he is.
First baseman.
I knew Chad Bradford is.
If someone made a Jersey Devil movie, Chris Pratt would be the star.
Probably.
He'd be the Jersey Devil.
If he plays in Indiana Jones, he's going to... They should just put him in Star Wars, too.
Yeah, they should.
Just get him in everything.
All right, Luke. do you have anything coming out? Like, where can people find your stuff?
If you want to add your Twitter or anything like that.
I wish I could. Right now, there's absolutely nothing I can plug. This is a completely... plugless.
It's a trial run.
Event. Yeah. I'd like to keep in touch with you guys. I'll try to. I'm definitely working on a few things, and hopefully something will come out someday.
Yes. That's what we learned. I mean, we did a few podcast trials before we actually released one, like the official Shark Dropper one. But now that we have like all these other podcasts coming out under the Shark Dropper label, we've been like. I mean, constantly working. We just learned that it's like putting out content.
No,
like
we're glad to have you on, Lucas. And if anybody at home is listening is interested in coming on, just shoot us an email. We'll be glad to have you on.
Come on our show.
I hope that doesn't come back to bite us in the ass. But
yeah,
we'll just
as long as it's not like a little kid or something.
Yeah.
Well, thanks very much, guys, for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you should come back when you have something to plug. We'd love to have back on.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good.
Everybody out there listening, make sure to go to iTunes and rate and review us 5 stars. If you'd like to check out any of our other podcasts, go to www.sharkdropper.com. Don't forget to go to audibletrial.com/shark for your free 30-day trial and free audiobook. And
The Jungle is a good one to listen to.
Jungle's a good one to listen to.
Jungle, okay. Yeah. Okay. That's a solid 40-hour book.
Yeah,
if you want to listen to that.
Mm-hmm. Don't think am I missing anything else? You can follow me at Kyle, KYLEWOTB on the Twitter machine. Robert at something, something, something.
Yeah, whatever. I'm not on it.
Yeah.
Our Patreon page.
Don't forget our Patreon page. You can go to sharkdropper.com. There's a button there next to the home button that says Patreon.
Boom.
And you can follow us at Shark Dropper. That's our main account. So,
yeah.
That was Shark Dropper for this week. I am Kyle.
I'm Robert.
I'm John.
And Luke, who are you?
I'm Luke.
There you go.
See you guys.
See ya.
As I stand here looking out over the ocean, I didn't want to cause a great big commotion. Cause when I saw what looked like a fin break surface again, it was a shark.
We're above the target. T-minus 5 seconds till shark drop. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Drop the shark! Go, go, go!
This podcast is a Shark Dropper Studios production.